One warrior put it to me like this. He said, most of the world out there is sheep. They're kind, gentle creatures that can only hurt one another by accident. He says, then there are wolves. The wolves will feed on the sheep. They're the sociopaths. They're the criminals. He says, and then there are sheepdogs. The sheep are a little leery of the sheepdog. He wanders around, checks the perimeter every night, and barks at the moon. He would never turn his teeth on the flock, but he yearns for a righteous battle. And when the wolf comes around, nothing else will do, and the entire flock is sitting there trying to hide behind one lonely sheepdog as he faces down the wolves. We're talking about a creature who is capable of confronting and dealing with combat and sustaining themselves across the long haul. The goal becomes to be a sheepdog, to be a warrior, to be the one that is ready to respond to the threats when the time arises.
And welcome to Blue Justice. This is your host today, Amanda, and we have Tammy and David S. with us. So I had a lot to talk about, but I'm kind of distracted. David, do you have anything you want to talk about for the first couple of minutes?
Well, the only thing I wanted to say here in the opening, I'm sure some of our viewers on our page have probably seen that we are getting some politicians to stand up for our law enforcement. Unfortunately, the White House doesn't do it yet, but we do have a senator that's doing it, and he did not, he had the balls to stand up and say something about the two deputies that were murdered and the other officers, and I applaud him for it.
That's awesome. Do you have his name, David?
You know, right at the very moment, you know, I can't recall his name, but I'm sure it's on our page. I want to say he was, I can tell you here in a second.
It'd be good to give him some positive feedback for doing that.
He did stand up. I mean, he made footage of it. He had it videoed, which was a great thing because we've had so many politicians that have turned around and turned their backs on law enforcement because they're afraid to make a public statement. Either it might sway votes away from them, their seats up for re-election, whatever, and they're afraid to get involved on the platform, and that's just totally wrong. You want to embrace your law enforcement. You can't sit there and turn your back on them.
Definitely. And it's good that maybe now that somebody has spoke out that others will follow. It really only takes...
Oh, it was Representative Ted Poe from Texas. He's in the 2nd District in Houston. That stood up.
You have the video itself?
Yeah, it's on our page, on the LESMA page. He stands there, you know, telling the Speaker of the House about this. So he made it very public.
Okay. I missed that one. I'll check it out. And it'd be good to give some positive feedback to him for that, for doing that.
Condolences to all law enforcement losses. He mentioned about, you know, officers, you know, that have left families behind because of this, and for them not to be recognized for their sacrifices was just wrong. I mean, he really went above and beyond. I really got to applaud Mr. Poe.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay, so I had to take a text message, so sorry, I was off for a second. On that note of politicians, we need people to be standing up and doing stuff. We need people to be proactive for their law enforcement communities. The best way to do that is to contact someone with a voice, whether it be a politician, celebrity. There are numerous ways to work together and contact our local politicians and say, hey, we need you to come out with a public statement saying you support law enforcement, that will work wonders. We can't counter the big voices like Beyonce with our individual voices. We have to stand up collectively. We have to do things, or we have to find those big voices that can. Donald Trump helped with saying the police are the most mistreated people in the country. We need people to be doing those kind of things. And if you'll contact your representative, you're more likely to get that kind of statement from your representative. So it's just an idea to throw out there for people that want to do something. People keep asking me, what can we do? It's just, it's so bad right now. It's so bad, and what can we do? That is one thing that everyone could do easily. Contacting your state rep is easy. Contacting your national congressional representatives is easy. There's a website online. You can say it's Find My Rep or Find My Representative, and you just type in your zip code, your address, and it'll tell you who your representatives are and take you directly to their pages. All you have to do is shoot an email. It's really easy. Really, really easy. We're having a hard time getting people to participate in things. And
do
it's nationwide.
Sorry, Amanda.
Hmm. No, go ahead.
I was just going to ask, do we have a letter that we can give our members to hand out? Is that one of the letters that we have on file on the website?
We do have a letter for local politicians, like your mayors. We have we have letters for that. Sorry, I just got distracted again. We do have letters for that. We don't have letters for, like, your state level and your federal level, and the letter we do have really probably won't work for that. I can type something up, a generic message, and let people send it out. I can do that in a matter of a few minutes. It's really pretty easy. And they would just have to fill in the blank with their own name, and I am a constituent, and I do vote for you. So if you want to continue to receive my vote, I expect you to stand up for our law enforcement officers. But listen, guys, let's get on the topic of this whole thing, because this just brought me into it. We can't expect politicians, celebrities, corporations, we can't expect these people to speak out if we're not doing it ourselves. Yesterday, there were several different groups, pro-police groups, that had scheduled their own Beyonce rallies, their own NFL headquarter protests. And not one person showed up. Not one. Law enforcement supporters are now the laughingstock of the country. Every one of us are the laughingstock. I know that we have jobs. I know that we have families and kids to take care of. I know that it was on a Tuesday. I don't know why it was chosen on a Tuesday. I don't.
Do we know why there was no show at this event?
I do have a little bit of information. I'm going to get to that in just a second, because our turnout, we were expecting about 25 people from LESMA. And
approximately.
Yeah. Our turnout was mostly, I didn't really want to get into this yet, but so our members themselves, unbeknownst to us, contacted the PBA and the New York State FOP. And I myself contacted the New York State FOP, and David contacted the PBA. We asked them for solidarity. We asked them for unity. We asked them to release a statement to their members, letting them know what's going on so that they could attend any form of support that we could get. And we didn't receive a response, which we didn't think was really, you know, wasn't surprising to us. But the very members of LESMA who are members of these unions did not even get a courtesy call, did not get a response at all. They were completely blown off. And you combine that with Officer Liang, what the PBA did to him. They didn't show up to his trial. They didn't provide adequate defense. They said two people, usually on a PBA defense, and for this kind of trial, many officers will show up, board members of the union, and two people showed up and they were wearing windsuits. They weren't even in suits. People were really, really upset about this. Officer Liang was left out to dry by his PBA. And then our members that wanted to attend yesterday and wanted to get the memo out, they feel like they were left hung out to dry. And then on top of that, you have your 1% raise that the arbitration negotiations, that was not adequate, to say the least. They're very upset with the fact, and they just said, forget it. If nobody's going to have our back, we're not going to do it. And I want to clarify, these were police officers that we're talking about. And it's not a police officer's job to do this in the first place. We supporters should have been there to support our officers. The police officers that did not go is completely, it shouldn't have been expected of them in the first place. That was...
No, they shouldn't be the ones to have to show support for themselves. It should be
right.
The public.
Right.
The public
and
needs to,
so... That's why LESMA members were not there, because it was mostly police officers, and they just, after the no response, they gave them time to respond. After no response decision was made at the last minute, forget it.
Another reason?
Yes. As far as, not for hours. So these media outlets are saying that a rally was made up. It was fake. We have stage fright. They're insinuating that we were afraid of the counter protesters. The media has made the biggest joke out of us. It's so embarrassing. It is so embarrassing.
Did they have the opt-in protesters there? Were they present?
Yes.
A lot of them. But the other thing, even though there were protesters, if you look at these articles that were written about this, the police showed up expecting people to stand out there. They had put barricades up. They were out there to make sure that everybody was safe. And that's really where it kind of kills us, you know, to see stuff like that, that they went out there to make sure that the protesters that were there to defend them, they didn't even show up. You know, the ones they were there to protect didn't show up. And it just, you look at the pictures, they're all standing around with the barriers and their cars, and all you have is the people that were counter-protesting.
Yeah. Yeah, so it looks really bad. They had them separated. They had an area set aside for the support police, the ones who planned this, and then they had the counter protesters separated, and the officers were standing in the area. They had set up barricades for these protesters to be safe, and so that they could help protect them and keep them safe even from the street, because they even allowed part of the street to be an area for the protesters to enter, to be in. And the officers are just standing there with nobody to even protect. They're supposed to be there supporting the officers. Those officers got up that morning and said, okay, I get to go. We're going to have a decent job today. I get to protect people who defend me, people who stand out in the public and do this kind of thing for me. And they end up literally standing alone, and it was really gut-wrenching to me to watch, to see the pictures, to see the media playing it the way that they are. It really just broke my heart. It really did.
Well, it's
really
very
did.
Disappointing, and I posed the question again: what was the reason for no turnout? What is the reasoning here? I mean,
nobody knows.
This is definitely a black eye in as far as support for our officers out there. I mean, come on, people. You know, these are the people that protect you day, night, so that you have the ability to go to sleep at night confident that you'll wake up in the morning unharmed. Come on, let's get on board here. But I still don't understand the lack of turnout. I really don't. I read all the stuff going on, the activity and the ranting and the raving about it, but when it's coming down to the brass tacks of it all, nobody wants to show up. Now, I understand if you live, 1,000 miles away, you're not going to show up in New York overnight. I understand that. But the people that are local or close to, I don't understand the no turnout.
Well, there are some contributing factors, and I will throw these out there, and they don't seem to be common knowledge. So I have to keep my sources, and I have to keep my information to myself. I will give you guys what I can.
Some of the reasons why there
were. I'm not going to say this is 100% because, again, I'm going to say I saw anywhere between 3 and 5 groups setting this up. I saw several different people have their own events planned for that morning. As a matter of fact, Lesmo was scheduled to be there at 7 a.m. and the official rally wasn't even scheduled until 8 a.m. So that gives you an idea of how everybody was doing their own thing. I, myself, as corporate, contacted every media outlet I could find in New York City and told them that we were going to be there and told them about this rally. Every single, even individual reporters. We had Fox News standing out there that yesterday morning. They emailed me at 10 o'clock in the morning and said, "What is going on? There's not one person here, and we've been here for an hour." It was not very, I don't know how to explain it. But guys, we had people committed. Absolutely. We had people committed. If I would have known that this was going to happen, even if only the 25 from Lesma had showed up, and I don't know exactly how many were officers. I know many of them were. Again, we don't rely on the officers. It's not their job to go out and support themselves. But we have
it's
to.
Not even,
I had.
We don't expect people to fly in from out of state,
right,
for something like
this. But right.
If
but
you're
going to
sign up,
those
can
say,
we rely on
yes.
you?
Yes, if
and
we didn't
we're
have
a corporation,
members,
we're not just a club,
yes.
you know.
Right. So if we hadn't have had members committed to going, I wouldn't have contacted media. So not only was this a black eye to law enforcement support, but this is a black eye to LESMA, which LESMA can deal with it. We have, it is what it is. Like I said, most of ours were officers, and I 100% do. So that is, it is what it is. But the word was spread. So let me go backwards a little bit. There was somebody who created a site on Eventbrite. And if you don't know what Eventbrite is, it's just a place where you can set up, you can sell tickets, you can whatever, set up events. Someone set up a site on or a rally on Eventbrite for 8 a.m., and they also set up a Facebook page. I can't quote that one. I think I know which page it is, but I can't quote it. Anyway, they set up a Facebook page, and they were calling themselves Proud of the Blue. And they promised a press release on Friday evening. Give me one second, guys. They promised a protest for, I mean, I'm sorry, a, I am so sorry. Okay, they promised a press release on Friday telling who they were. The media picked this story up, they picked this rally up, and they were promoting Beyonce rally or NFL protest at 8 a.m. Tuesday morning. We already had ours set up. It was set up for 7 a.m. That's all okay. The Eventbrite organizer is the one who got all the media, and that, again, that was fine. But then I receive a phone call this weekend from someone who is very much a higher up in a police organization. This is a almost a household name, probably in New York City. And I receive this phone call, and he says, are you associated with this Eventbrite? And I said, no, we don't have a clue. We don't know anything about that. These people just kind of popped up out of nowhere. The rally kind of popped up out of nowhere. We're planning our own. And the guy said, oh, that's great. You guys are going to be there. I will see if I can get my delegates. It's really short notice. I will see if I can get some delegates there. Okay, sounds good. He said, we just wanted to make sure that a legitimate organization is going to be there. Sure. He proceeds to tell me that a very prominent police media source has sent out a mass email saying to be cautious of this Back the Blue because they appeared out of nowhere. The rally was created out of nowhere with these guys, and they had some stuff that was bad for press on their Facebook page. And so this media source had sent it out and said, if you find out who this is, let us know. But and I'm just summarizing. I don't know exactly what it said. I didn't get one. But it said the organizer of the Eventbrite is not somebody we want people to be associated with. The things, don't jump on this bandwagon. Basically, the things on this Facebook page are questionable, and we don't want to give anybody a bad name. So I think that did contribute. I think that definitely contributed. Like I said, I know I saw several groups
sounds
that had
like
created
this,
their own rallies.
It sounds like this party set up the whole situation for failure by drawing in people from other groups and thinking that they could just be part of one group, and it just really slammed it. What it sounds like.
What do you mean, the Back the Blue or whatever?
Yeah, the people that, you know, that they said, you know, don't be associated with, you know, we have a lot of members within our group that are members of other pages, other groups that back, mm-hmm. you know, law enforcement. And if you don't check these groups out thoroughly, I mean, some
right.
of them are just using that as a doorway to get in to create havoc.
Right.
Like this
right.
group,
and,
obviously.
And so that's what this person, yes, that's what this person was concerned about. You're giving, be very cautious. If you really look into what's going on with this Eventbrite group that nobody knows of, nobody's ever heard of, it seems to have sprung up out of nowhere, which is actually what happened. I mean, it did. It was formed overnight. The guy, I'm assuming it's a guy who set it up, made this big hoopla about it and was going to do the rallies. And then said he would do a press release releasing who he was, because I guess a lot of people were questioning it. He said he would do a release on Friday evening as to who he was and more details. And as far as I know, that press release never even came out. Because when I talked to the person I talked to this weekend, I told them the same thing. They were calling me basically to see if I was that person or if I knew that person. And I told them, no, it was really an odd situation because we do work with a lot of police groups and stuff, but this one really did come out of nowhere. And I think after digging, I have a pretty good idea of what they were looking at that said that gave them the idea to not associate other groups with them, and they were right in that decision. I think that the email, the memo that went out that said, use caution, be careful, probably kept most people from showing up, but that leaves us a question. That leaves a question. Regardless of this memo that was sent out, where was the organizer of the Eventbrite? Because he didn't show up either. So,
are
the media outlets correct in their assumption that it was a made-up rally? No, Lesma 100% was backing it, 100% had members going to be there, and 100% have valid reasons why our officers for damn sure weren't there. Was it a made-up rally? No. Was it a made-up rally on Eventbrite? I don't know. That guy never showed. Nobody showed. It's really, It's really an interesting situation.
Personally, I think this Eventbrite was in conjunction with the opposition, to help destroy the outcome of this rally. One thing I will tell our listeners that are bona fide LESMA members, LESMA is an official organization that protects and helps our officers. If you are having questions about it, please direct your questions to David or Amanda or, you know, somebody that you trust within our organization. We are bona fide. We do represent, and we are not out there to just willy-nilly say we're going to do something just because we want to hear ourselves talk. No, what we actually say, we do. Don't follow these other groups if you have – don't follow it. Do your own thing on behalf of LESMA, which, you know, if you're directed by David or Amanda to do so, follow those directions. Don't follow the directions of this SafeRight. Don't follow the directions of another group and try and envelope this all into one. We stand as our group and represent our group, okay? If people want to stand with us, they're more than welcome to, but that's the bottom line. You are LESMA. You are a representative at that point of LESMA, and, you know, naturally act accordingly, but that's where it's at. Don't follow these other groups and envelope it into one. So if this, you know, guy ends up being one of the village idiots out there and you're following him, you're making a grave mistake.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So the person that contacted me this week, this weekend, when I told him, yes, we are a legitimate organization, you know, they knew that or they wouldn't have called me. But we were going to have people there. He also informed me that I needed to, we were helping each other out. We were helping each other out. He was letting me know that this was going on. I was telling him, no, it was not us, and I could not and would not vouch for this group. I had no idea what was going on with this. I don't think I had even heard of Back the Blue until this phone call. I had heard of the Eventbrite, but I hadn't heard of Back the Blue.
I've heard of it, and I myself, you know, I've seen a lot of these different organizations popping up all over the place. I've been following them. And I watch their feeds. I look at their screenshots and things of that nature. It just gives me a bad feeling about them, so I do not become an active participant in their groups. The only time I join a group that I may agree with is if it's a bona fide law enforcement agency. The only other group outside of law enforcement itself is LESMA that I affiliate myself with.
It's definitely a good idea to know what you are doing, what you are dealing with. LESMA is established. LESMA has credibility. LESMA has integrity. We have proven that time and time again. And that's why we got this phone call this weekend. And in the phone call it was, okay, well, while I have you on the phone and you don't know who these people are and you didn't get this memo, let me pass it on to you. Stay away from these guys. We don't know who they are. Nobody knows who they are. Nobody knows what's going on. And, again, because we were going to be there, it was like, okay, we'll go ahead and send our people if we can. They weren't sure if they were going to be able to get people out there or not. It was only going to be one or two people, but they were, you know, they were going to do it if they could. I think that whoever did this Eventbrite, it was, I don't even know how to explain it. It was intentional.
That's how I explained it before. It was intentionally done to turn this whole event upside down and put it in favor of like a BLM kind of movement type situation,
yes,
so that they look like they're on top of it and we're not.
Yes. So, Tammy, hold that thought for 1 second. Because LESMA stepped up and said, we are there, we will take care of this, I don't know who these people are, but we as a corporation still have things to do, and we had already planned our own. Like I said, we were scheduled an hour earlier. I don't know how this date got chosen. I wasn't involved in the planning of all of this one, but we were scheduled an hour earlier than the Eventbrite. And because it was something that LESMA as a corporation said that, yes, we would do, we had a chance to save this. We had a chance to take this on. We had a chance to turn it back. If just because the Eventbrite people didn't show up, if they would have showed up and acted crazy, guess what? Fox News had emailed me and asked me, can I interview your LESMA members? And I said, yes, you have my permission, but you must have their permission as well. Now, with that said, we could have turned this around if our people would have showed up. We have more members. I was looking last night. We have more members in New York, in the New York area, in New York State, in New York City, in Pennsylvania, in New Jersey, than anywhere else in the country. If people would have showed up, not our officers, if the civilians would have shown up, we could have turned this around and we could have made it a really, really big deal. We could have taken the negative publicity against this Eventbrite, who everybody was questioning, and made it for the positive and really let our law enforcement officers know, if anybody out there has your back, it is LESMA. They showed up, they behaved themselves, they acted like civilized people, and they did what they said they were going to do. But our members weren't there either. And so our officers stood there alone.
Amanda.
And yes.
I just found out there were three people that attended. Three.
Okay.
Three protesters.
That's better than zero. That is better than zero. You know what? Praise God for those three people. I am not kidding.
Yeah.
I am not kidding. Guys, yeah. I'm an event organizer. I have organized events for years. And let me tell you, the hardest thing is showing up to an event and being the only one there and getting out of your car. I've done it. I've set in my car and said, I'm going to wait and see if anybody shows up first. I'm going to wait and see if anybody else shows up. I've done it. You have to be that one person. This is what I was saying. You have to have the balls to get out of your car and stand alone, because you don't know how many people are sitting in their vehicles or standing around the corner waiting to see someone else.
If one person shows up, actually has a bigger voice than if 3,000 people show up.
Yes. That one person has the courage. That one person is taking a real stand. There's strength in numbers. We all feel comfortable in numbers. Who doesn't? Who doesn't? But when you stand out there alone, you are huge. Three people standing out there alone.
I'll give you a perfect example about having support. Okay, and this goes back a few months. And Amanda, you're fully aware of this situation because you showed up there with me. Okay, this is when all this hoopla started kicking off with the violence and everything else was getting really bad. I stood outside our local PD out on the street supporting. I was there for a couple hours by myself.
Drinking
people
coffee.
It was crazy, but there were other people that were very happy to see me standing there. And then Amanda joined me shortly after, and so on and so forth. But the thing is, it takes one person to just step out.
That's right. There is no truer words, and there is nothing I feel more strongly about that I need people to realize. We need people to realize you have to be that one. We were talking yesterday about being afraid to put stuff on your car. We had a very loyal listener and a very loyal friend of mine who I just adore, and she got on there and she said, she showed pictures of her car. I've had a woman who, and I will, this is one of the best LESMA moments ever. One of them who actually said, I'm scared. She told me in the public group or in the private group, she was scared to put stuff on her car. And I told her what I said yesterday. You can't be afraid. You can't let fear dictate your life. And I swear to God, it wasn't a week or two later, she came back in the group and she said, and she lives in a really bad area. She lives in Memphis, where we had just had cops we've had so many cops killed in that area and so many cops shot, and so many, Tennessee had it really rough there for a while. But she came back and she said, Amanda, I did it. I put stuff on my mailbox. And she's like, I was so proud of her. I was so proud of her, because that's what it takes, you guys, is for somebody to want it. You have to know that supporting them is more important. Fear. Officers go out every single day and face fears. If you guys think that they don't get scared when they go on a call, you're crazy. You're crazy. They're human beings. They get scared too. But they face that fear. They have to face that fear, because facing that fear is protecting the public. Because they're the only ones who will do it.
And let's remember, folks, you know, when I did this, I had a local reporter show up. And, yeah, she's taking my pictures, and it made our local paper. Did it make a national paper? No. But you have to remember, I stood out myself. You know, I put myself in the line of fire because I believe in it. And there are a lot of people within my own community that do not like law enforcement one way or the other. They just don't like them, period. They have nothing but nasty things to say. And am I fearful of them? Absolutely not. Bring it. I want you to bring it. Okay, because I'm going to prove you wrong. And it still gave our community an idea of who's out there that does support. And I'm sorry, you know, there's no reason for you not to. You stand up for what you believe in, for what is right. I mean, they did it in the 60s. People did it all the time in the 60s. My God, people protested everything from cutting your toenails wrong to comb your hair the wrong way. I mean, there was a protest for everything. Why is our community so afraid to stand up now?
Sorry, Tammy's actually at my house, and so we're in separate rooms trying to, and she sent me a link, and I'm like, I had to see if it was important.
Oh, I'm just trying to, you know, strengthen that fact that, you know, you can get out there and be a positive impact. I don't care if you're just one person. You want to take it on by yourself. You know, you can
do
that.
You have to. You have to, because when someone sees one person, they're like, okay, well, I can go stand. Then there's strength even in two. There's strength in three. And that three multiplies into 3,000 really fast, especially in a city like New York City. Why it didn't multiply yesterday, again, I don't know. I don't know what happened. I do not know. I can speak for Lessman. That's it.
Right. I mean, that day, you know, that I stood out there on a busy highway for everybody to see, okay, wearing shirts saying, you know, I support the blue line, okay? I stood out there in a hot sun. I mean, it was beating down on me. And then Amanda showed up, you know, and she stood by with me. I mean, come on. It starts with one person, and it can flower. I mean, it can blossom, and you can make a positive impact. And I do believe in our neighborhood, we made a positive impact.
I do, too, because we told the entire public, guess what? There are people that will stand up for their officers. We don't sit behind a keyboard. We will get out there, and we will stand up. I will defend our officers. That's what we told the public. It being printed in the newspaper told the entire community. Holy crap, look. There's people out here that will stand up for our cops. As a matter of fact, we do the David and I are, and Tammy, actually, all three are on the Cub Scout committee here in town. And we have arranged, and we took a committee vote to make it a Law Enforcement Appreciation Week every year in May, where we decorate our park in blue ribbons. Last year we spent $30 on, well, Tammy spent like three times that, I think, on ever on personal money.
Yeah, I did.
Pack spent $30 arranging for this to happen with little blue decorations. We invited the law enforcement officers out. We had went to businesses and asked for donations for the officers. They were given all kinds of cool little things from businesses around, you know, the local video store had actual film clips, like pieces of the actual film from whatever that big, it was an alien movie last year. Anyway, and they donated that. One of the local churches gave all the cops coffee cups. Guys, it's really easy. It's really easy. You just got to do something, and you got to want to get up and do it. Now, let's change the topic a little bit because I want to cover this too. Officer morale. These cops are out here seeing these murders happening almost every day. They're seeing officers shot almost every day. And they go to work, they suit up, knowing today could be the day that it's them. Today could be the day that something happens, that there's a 50 people show up at a Beyonce rally and three supporters. And they still show up and go to work. They are human beings. They do have a job to do. How do you think that this makes them feel? How do you think? I see it all the time in our group. I see people saying, I'm ready to turn in my badge. I've gotten private messages. I'm done. I can't do this anymore. I can't work for a society that doesn't appreciate me. They're losing their morale. And something that people can do to raise that morale is it takes all of us. Do something. I don't care if it's buying them a cup of coffee. Let your officers know that you support them. Raise that morale. When you have an officer who has a high morale, you are going to have a happy officer. You are going to have one who is, you're not going to have one with that beaten down spirit. And that matters. That matters to every human being, whether they're a police officer or not. So why are we not, in your everyday life, if you have a friend that's down, do you not try to bring up their morale? Different from a police officer. They're human beings too, and you know that their morale has to be just sinking and sinking and sinking, and has been for a year and a half, at least.
It only takes a moment of your time to go
something.
Up. It only takes a moment of your time to go up to an officer, shake his hand, say thank you. You don't have to have a
full phone
with him. I mentioned it in yesterday's show. You know, I did that with a state trooper that was parked in our local supermarket's parking lot. I guess he was catching up on reports in between his duties. And I went car to car with him, window to window, and told him the same thing. It took a second of my time to drive down the parking lot, go car to window to window with him, and just tell him how much he was appreciated. And then I drove off, and I'm sure it had a positive impact on him. I mean, when I left him, the man had a smile from ear to ear. If he'd had lipstick on, it would have been in his ears. It made a positive impact.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You never know what that simple thank you means to somebody. You never know. I've told the story once before about whenever I went to New York and I was wearing the Les Mis shirt and was lost in Manhattan and had given a cabbie my card and didn't know that wasn't okay. And the officer called me aside and said, "You just don't understand. We don't get that stuff here." And I didn't even know what he was talking about at the moment. He was talking about my T-shirt that on the back with the big heart that says, "I support law enforcement." He said, "You don't understand. We don't see that ever." So walk up and thank them. Walk up and just say thank you. It doesn't take anything. It doesn't. You never know what that stuff means to somebody. You never know. You never know.
Well,
but we've
got
to keep their morale up. We've got to keep their morale up.
We have to continue showing support. You know, for our officers in our local departments that you are close to, not only nationwide, but really get involved with your local PDs. Get involved with your local chief of police as well. He'll appreciate, and they will all appreciate, your support, whatever or however you do it. You know, as long as it's in a positive way. Don't be negative. Don't go out there starting fights or, don't be a negative Nancy, to be polite. Just go out there and be positive. Show support. I mean, we have a situation here I think is brewing here locally, Amanda, which I will talk to you about, which I think on our local PD we might want to look into deeper for to help a previous chief of police here that resigned. Came to light here this morning, and it hit the media. Fox 23 picked up the story, and it's – I – I'm not happy with it. I will mention it because it hit Fox 23, so it is public. Our former chief that resigned, it was a forced resignation. For what reason? Everybody is so tight-lipped, I don't know why. But they brought the previous chief that had retired back into office and swore him back in as interim chief. Now, I'm not saying he can't do the job. He's fully capable of it. I know him very well. But I want to know why, you know, the chief that we had in there, which was he was a stellar individual, very good, very well-liked in his community. Why this was happening, I don't know. But I'm going to show support if support is needed.
Yeah, we'll find out. We'll look into it. We'll see what's going on. But back on support, back on everybody doing something. We talked yesterday about the Clarksdale, Mississippi officer who was laying on a ventilator. Clarksdale, Mississippi is not a big area. It's probably, I'm going to guess, probably the size of my town. And nobody would have ever thought that Clarksdale, Mississippi was going to be on the news for an officer-involved shooting, or for an officer being shot. Everybody thinks it's not going to happen in their town. Everybody thinks it's not going to happen in their area. The places like New York City need to show support for their police, or Memphis, Tennessee need to show support for their police. No, officer around the country needs to know. Every one of them. You never know where the next big event is going to happen. You never know where the next officer is going to get killed. It doesn't just happen in big towns. It doesn't just happen. Louisiana's been hit with so... Last year, they were number one in officer murders. And some of those towns, I couldn't tell you the names of them to this day. I can tell you the officers' names. I can't tell you where they were shot at. They had two more in Baton Rouge this weekend. Everywhere in the country needs to know, every officer in this country and every corrections officer and every police officer out there needs to know that they have our support. We keep morale up. It's just vital. It's just vital. David, do you not have anything to add to that?
Oh, you pretty much summed it up. I mean, it is vital. We have to keep after it. Please go, you know, show your support, like I said, in any way you possibly can. You know, be positive about it. You know, because if you're going to be, and I know people do it, they'll go out and say that, you know, I'm doing this and, you know, I'm a representative of LESMA. Okay, if you're doing that, but you have to be positive. You can't sit there and be negative in any way. We are a professional organization here, and we try to approach everything from a civilized, professional attitude, and we get more results that way than if you go in there screaming and yelling. I don't want people to scream and yell. I want people to make a positive impact. And the way you can do that is, you know, an organization is judged by their actions. If we go out there and want to be a bunch of screaming lunatics, that's how we're going to be reflected upon. And that's not the perception we want to give people. We go in there and are we headstrong? Sure. We believe in our convictions. We believe in the support of our law enforcement 100%. Do we back individuals that are in the wrong? No. You know, but if they're being attacked, you know, we will stand up for it. We don't stand behind our officers. We stand alongside them, okay? Never stand behind somebody you support. You stand next to them. That's like your wives, your girlfriends, your boyfriends, your husbands. If you have true love for them, you stand beside them, not behind them, okay? Why can't we do that for our local law enforcement? You know, we do it every day for, you know, men and women that serve in our armed forces. We believe in what they do, and we have respect for what they do. Show the same solidarity for our law enforcement.
Yes. Tammy, we only have about 10 minutes left, and I cut you off earlier when you were trying to make a statement. I know we already reiterated it a little bit, but... you and I were talking earlier, and I want you to go ahead and make your statement again that you and I were talking about, that you said the point we needed to bring up, and I want you to make that statement.
Well, mainly I just wanted to point out and we've said it a couple times, we are not just a Facebook club. We are an actual corporation. Whenever people say that they're going to do something, and we're not trying to bash any of our members, obviously, we appreciate our members, and we wouldn't be what we are today without our members. But because we count on our members to do, you know, if they say they're going to do something, and if they don't follow through with that, we look bad. We have our own accountability as a corporation. When you had reached out to the media because you had seen that these people said they were going to be there at this event, now we have to speak to the media about why nobody was there. We have to, you know, we have to accept this. You know, we have to face this and give a reason as to why our members didn't show up. Now, we haven't, you know, we don't know all the reasons why, and we're not trying to bash members, but we are trying to push,
to point
well,
out,
encourage our members and say, hey, look, you know, if you, we need you. We need you. That's what makes Lesna. We need you. We need your support. We need you to follow through. If you can't, I mean, we all have reasons why we can't do something, but if it's just about, I don't want to be in the rain or I really don't feel like it, you know, we need to know. We need to follow through. And that's more what I wanted to say is that we are a corporation. We are not a club. We're not, you know, somebody. Yeah, we're not a Facebook page. We are somebody that we're real. We're a company. You know, we deal with the media all the time, and now we have to be accountable for.
Yes.
For
so
what
we I have received absolutely. I received. I said this earlier. I got an email while I was at the gym yesterday, and it's like it was a media outlet, and they're like, "Where are your people? You said they were going to be here. I've been here for an hour." And I'm like, I'm not really positive what's going on. You know, we do have accountability. We do.
We don't know.
And I have to answer to all of those media outlets when, and I asked in the page why nobody was there, what happened. Like I said, I know many, many, many of our members were police officers, and I know that they had a legitimate decision. They had made a decision together not to attend based on the way that they were being treated and or the way that they feel about things, and I 100% stand beside them on that decision, 100%. Those of you, people are commenting on my post now about having to work, and it was the day after a holiday, and
on the weekend,
you know,
we're out of state.
Yeah, and it wasn't on the weekend, exactly. Out of state is a big one. We knew, you know, it was a very short notice. Someone said something about 8 days later is too long. Planning and organizing a rally is very strategic, very strategic. You have to choose your dates wisely. Again, I don't know why the date was chosen. I don't. I was not involved in all the planning on this one. But they're right about the weekend. Sometimes. Depends on what's going on around. You always have to be strategic when you plan things. And 8 days after an event is actually not too bad of a deal because you have to allow for time for people to plan. I think we announced this on Thursday of last week. Some people could have maybe taken off from work, maybe. Taken a vacation day, maybe. I don't know. Again, we are not bashing anybody. This is not about LESMA. Most of our members that had committed that I know of were police officers, and they, again, had very legitimate reason. They waited on their responses from their unions, and they did not get responses, and that's when they said no. And I understand that. I realize that many of our members are working, but it was more than LESMA that was planning on being there. It was more than LESMA. So I'm just curious what happened. What happened? Is it just that people just didn't want to stand up? I mean, we had 20, just a little over 20 people committed that said that they were going. And like I said, many of them were officers, so we already know why they didn't. The people that said that they were going, I mean, that's, you know, a handful of people. 5 or 6 people said that they were going and didn't. What about the thousands that were, the chatter about this was huge this weekend. It was huge. And it was huge late last week. So what happened to those people that didn't say that, that didn't commit to going and then all of a sudden decided not to go? Why did that happen? I don't understand. I don't know what happened. Because, again, I remember. Go ahead.
They could have very well had people there, like you said earlier, you know, got gun shy. They're all waiting in their cars to see who's going to step up first.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. I believe that that is a big part of it, because you're not going to convince me that some people didn't show up and wait to see what happened. And let me tell you, 50 people, there were 50-plus people showing up, counter-protesters, dressed in their, they were encouraged for this event to dress in their Beyonce Super Bowl garb, which was code speak for the Black Panther garb that they were wearing at the Super Bowl. That's intimidating in and of itself, guys. That's intimidating in and of itself. Let me tell you, again, those 3 people that showed up have some real balls, because they showed up with 50 counter-protesters. We've all seen Ferguson. We've all seen Baltimore. We've all seen all of these things that have happened. These protesters showed up not knowing what was going to happen, knowing that they very well could have been in danger, or just their presence alone and the police having to defend these people could have put the police in danger.
Sure.
Because nobody knows who was in that group. Go ahead.
You're talking 3 people versus a mob. You know, and you,
exactly.
Like you said, the 3 people that had the nerve and the guts to stand up and do it. I applaud them.
God bless them. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, because I understand the human side of this, of people being intimidated and people saying, holy crap, look at that crowd of people of counter-protesters. You know, what are they going to do? This is scary. And there's only a handful of police officers there to defend as well. So, again, you're still looking at kind of a mob against a handful.
Well, I will say one thing to people. You know, if you don't want to support your law enforcement, then you better be prepared to make peace with your criminals.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So those of us who were not able to make it, for legitimate reasons, we are not talking to you. We are not talking about you guys. We are not talking. I am speaking in generalizations. I don't want anybody butthurt. I don't want anybody, feeling personally attacked, because I, honest to God, do not know one single name of someone who said that they would be there and did not. I do not. I haven't looked through the name. It doesn't matter to me. I'm speaking as a whole, that we have to learn to stand on our own and stand up so that we are encouraging others to join us. Someone has to be that one. Someone has to be those three that stood up. Seriously, I wish I had their names. We all have to get this mentality. We all have to say, I'm going to be that person. I'm going to make a difference. Because, guys, one person will make that difference. One
this
person
is where
can.
You can actually come in to play, Amanda. If somebody wants to organize a protest, they need the tools to get it going. You know, somebody can reach out to you since you've done it before. You know the process. You can get it going. If somebody wants to organize something, they can reach out. Lesna's got that information. We can pass it on to our members. And like I said, this, you know, my statement, what you guys are saying, we're not trying to attack our members. We are trying to let everybody know, you know, please, we need you. We can't do this without you. You know, it's not an attack. You know, we understand there's reasons, but we really need the help if we're going to be successful, if we're going to make a difference. Right now, we're not being taken serious after this, especially after this. We are not being taken serious. And that's why we need our members, and we need people to move together, make this difference. You know, it's not going to change unless we do something.
Absolutely. So stop the thinking that you're just one person, because in LESMA, every one person matters just as much as the next. You're not just one person. We are all a family. We're all a team. We work together. We're here. So those of you who feel like, well, I'm just one person, I can't make that difference, yes, you absolutely can. Yes, you absolutely can.
I know if Amanda, Tammy, and myself lived in New York, we probably would have been the very first ones there. So I can actually say that with all honesty, you know, and knowing that's a 100% true statement, because it's been proven here locally. You know, we get involved here locally, and we're not afraid to stand up. So if we were in New York and had the ability to get to New York from Oklahoma, we would have been there. Guarantee it.
Absolutely. And Tammy, back on what she said really quick, she's 100% right, guys. I do know what I'm doing. I have organized rallies. I actually carry the title of having organized the largest rally Tulsa, Oklahoma has ever seen, and I did it in less than 28 days. So I have the skills. I can help you guys. If you guys want to do it in your area, I can coach you over the phone. I can tell you what you need. I can tell you how to do it. I can give you the legalities so that you don't get in any kind of trouble. I can give you what you need, and I can work with you. So anybody that wants to organize something, let us know. Let us know, because this is the kind of thing that I do. I wish I would have been in New York. I really do. I wish I could have been on this a little bit more. I really do. I really, really do. But it didn't happen, and we have to move on. We have to move past this. I just wanted to get out there that you guys, being that one person, makes all the difference in the world. I needed to say that.
I guarantee you here next month, or in April, the Special Olympics will be taking place in Stillwater, which my son will be involved in. And there is a lot of police presence, a lot of police personnel that also are actively involved in this. And I guarantee you that we will be represented there as well. And that law enforcement is going to know all about us, because I'll be there.
Yes. So our local police probably... Huh?
Oh, no. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, our local police, my daughter went to the school while I think I was in New York, or in Atlantic City for LESMA not too long ago. And whenever I came home, my daughter said that she was telling an officer all about LESMA for me. And the officer said, "What's your mom's name?" And she told her, and he said, "Oh, I know who she is. I've never met this man before in my life, as far as I know. But he knows who I am." I mean, we are very vocal in this community. When she told me the officer's name, I'm like, "I don't know." And then I pulled him up and looked at a picture, and I'm like, "I've never seen this man before." And I was in the come and go the other day, and I saw an officer, and I happened to have a business card in my pocket, and I handed it to him, and I said, "Hey, if you guys need anything, let me know." And he didn't even have to read the card. He looked at the card, and he looked at me, and he said, "I'm already a member." It's, you guys, we make differences we don't even know about. We do things. So be that one. Be that one that makes a difference. Even if it's like David said, walk up and shake your hand. Shake their hand and say thank you. Go be that one, because those kind of things make my day.
I mean, wasn't you that told me that day that I was out there supporting the police officers? Wasn't it you that told me that you spoke with a young lady that drove up because she dropped off drinks and stuff?
Oh, yes, I have to tell this story. Yes, 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 I love this. So I showed up. It was a hot summer, or it was a hot fall day, and I was running late, like always. And I meet up with David, and this car pulls up, and she stops, and she's like, I saw him standing out here, so I brought you guys drinks. That was really cool. She had went to the local Sonic and got some water and was bringing it back for us that were standing out there. And I said, "Hey, let me tell you about my group. Here's a business card. And she was a member of our group. She was already a member whenever I told her who we were. And it was the coolest thing. I'd never met this woman. She lives here in town where we do. And I and our kids go to the same school. We didn't know all this. And it was very cool. She was bringing water to the man standing outside the police department by himself supporting the blue. And she was going to tell him thank you for standing up. And come to find out, she was a LESMA member as well.
So it just goes to show you, we're out there. We didn't even know this young lady was in our own backyard, but she made her presence known, and boom, surprise, you know, we are out there.
Yeah. And it was really cool, because whenever I told her about, you know, I started talking about LESMA, she was like, are you Amanda? We were just a baby group. We had just been around for, I don't know, we had quite a few thousand members, but we hadn't been around for very long, and I was like, wow, this is the coolest thing. The support, the silent majority cannot be silent. We all have to do our part. We all have to do something, and you don't have to brag about it. You don't have to tell everybody about it. Just let the officers know that you're there. You're making a difference to them, and that's what matters to all of us. 100%.
Every little thing that you do, every random act of kindness that you show in support of law enforcement does not go unappreciated. Trust me.
Absolutely. Okay, guys, let's end it on that, because we are way in overtime, and I appreciate everybody calling in. We do appreciate our members very much. We appreciate everything that you guys do. If you guys have ideas, please throw them out to us. We love the ideas. We love working with you guys. So, yep. Thank you all. I'm going to sign off. David, I'll talk to you soon. Tammy, I'll talk to you in about 2 seconds. Everybody have a good day.
You too.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Okay, bye.